Female Cuckolds 30 Pack, Books 1 to 30. BDSM, Lesbian, FFM, Threesome, First Time Cuckold. Cook Queen Erotica Collection. Written by Connie Cook Queen. Narrated by Sally Beth.
My Husband's New Girlfriend, Female Cuckolds 1. It was close to midnight when I got the text message from my husband. I'd been whiling away the hours while he parted with some friends. An empty ice cream tub sat next to me and the television lit up the dark room. "I'm bringing someone back," the message read. I looked around and thought about tidying. Another message came through right after. It was a photo of my husband stood next to a young, attractive blonde woman, doing a peace sign with her fingers. Her tongue was stuck out in that playful way. I recognized her immediately from the few times that I'd managed to drag myself to the gym this year. She was a fitness instructor that had led one of my classes, the one where I almost had to pass out and I left the room with my hand covering my mouth for fear of being sick. That was a real high point. "Looking forward to it," I replied. "Should I leave you two to it?" I watched the row of dots grow and shrink as he penned a reply. "Harper wants you to watch. She's into it." I bit my lip nervously. Being an observer like that was something I both relished and feared. It was so incredibly hot to me to watch my husband enjoy himself, but so deeply humiliating at the same time. Somewhere in that awkward embarrassment, I found an even deeper pleasure, tapping into something inside me that I couldn't articulate. Perhaps it was my insecurities coming through, or perhaps I loved my husband so dearly that I wanted him to have the enjoyment I couldn't give him. No doubt Harper, with her toned abs and tight ass, could give him everything he dreamed. "I'll be waiting," I replied. I did a quick clean-up of the lounge, attempting to hide the piggish night that I'd had to myself, whilst Greg and Harper had been out enjoying themselves. Greg worked a tough city job, but he got paid accordingly. He somehow found the time to look after himself, but I didn't have the same drive. He told me he loved me all the same, but I often saw him eyeing other women. I think he just liked the safety of having me around. Around an hour later, I heard the two of them giggling their way through the door. "Will she be home?" Harper asked. I sat upstairs in our bedroom on a chair beside the bed. It faced where the action was going to take place. For the past 20 minutes or so, I'd been there, psyching myself up and imagining the scene that might play before me. "Carla," came my husband's voice. "I'm up here," I said. Harper giggled again, and then I heard their lips smacking together as they kissed. "Fun night?" I asked as they came up the stairs.
"Fun's not over yet," Greg said.
"Honey, meet Harper." He pushed her into the room ahead of him. I looked up from the chair at her. She wore a tight, small black dress that hugged her figure. I think she could have worn anything and still looked good. "I think we've met before," I said, standing. "I don't remember you," Harper said.
"Harper works at the gym," Greg said. "If you can't tell, just look at that ass."
He turned Harper around and showed me her muscled buns. Greg squeezed them and smiled.
"One day, huh?" he said to me.
The barbed comment stung, but Greg knew that. He knew that I got off on being degraded like that. Harper didn't know, but she didn't seem to care either way.
"So is she just going to watch, or do you want her to join in?"
"Ooh," Harper said.
"No way."
"That's okay," Greg said. "Sit in the chair, honey." I sat in the chair that faced the bed and locked myself in for the ride. "She's just going to watch us get naked."
"Uh-huh."
"And she stays clothed?" Greg looked at me. "Stand up." I did as he asked. "Undress." I started to take off my clothes, and Harper guffawed.
"Does she just, like, do whatever you tell her?" she gasped.
"She does."
"Can I order her around?"
"If you'd like." I pursed my lips and took off my T-shirt and bra. I could feel Harper's eyes look over my body and judge it. Amongst my friends, I was one of the thinnest, but amongst Harper's social circle, I couldn't compete. I don't know how girls like her do it. "Take off your panties too," she told me, looking me up and down with half a scowl. Greg smiled, watching. I took down my jeans and then peeled my panties down my legs. "Sit in the chair."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?